Governor Patrick has ordered an investigation into the state's handling of the case of a 5-year-old Fitchburg boy missing and feared dead to determine if anyone else should be held responsible. A social worker and a supervisor at the State Department of Children and Families have been fired over the case of the boy, Jeremiah Oliver, last seen back in September. That same month, the social worker recommended ending oversight of the family, even though the social worker had not conducted a home visit since May. The Social Workers Union is saying the problem centers on huge caseloads, leaving many employees simply overworked. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
It's been 3 months since relatives last saw Jeremiah Oliver, though authorities say they did not learn of his disappearance until last week. The Oliver family has been under the supervision of the Department of Children and Families, or DCF, dating back to 2011. That's when authorities first got a report about possible neglect. In such cases, a social worker is required to visit the home once a month to ensure the child's well-being. That did not happen in the case of Jeremiah Oliver. The last time anyone with the state saw him was on May 20th. The caseworker and supervisor in charge of Oliver's file have been fired. A statement from DCF says they failed in their basic duties by not checking in with the family. But Jason Stefani, a spokesman for the union representing state social workers, disagrees.
The sad truth is that caseloads at the Department of Children and Families have long stood at crisis levels. And despite the formal agreement signed in July, little has been done to actually address that.
That agreement calls for social workers to carry no more than 18 cases, with an ideal number of no more than 15. Stefani says more than 30 employees at the office that oversaw Jeremiah Oliver's family are carrying more than 20.
You have more cases on your plate than you have days in the month to deal with them. And there's no guarantee that when you arrive at somebody's home that they're going to be there. Sometimes you're going to have to make 2, 3, 4, 5 attempts just to have face-to-face contact with the family. And that doesn't even account for all of the social work, the actual work that needs to be done to assist these families and ensure that kids are being kept safe.
This issue is not a new one. In August of last year, the advocacy group Children's Rights released a scathing report that said, quote, DCF social workers are not consistently making required monthly visits to children, violating DCF policy and federal standards. The report goes on to say that the state is meeting only a quarter of its federally required monthly visits.
There's been a history of the state making promises to fix these things, either in strategic plans, in a program improvement plan to the federal government.
Sarah Bartos is the group's lead attorney.
The legislature required a comprehensive plan from the child advocate when that office was created in 2008. Well, that plan's never been submitted.
She says the caseload issue becomes even murkier in Massachusetts because the state counts its cases differently. Whereas most other states count by the number of children assigned to a worker, Massachusetts counts by the number of families.
In the mix of that are many sibling groups where the caseworker actually maybe has 21, 22 assigned families, but is actually carrying a caseload of 35 children. DCF knows that these caseloads are high within their own files. They have documents attesting to that fact, and there just hasn't been urgent action taken to reduce them.
Officials with the Department of Children and Families, including Commissioner Olga Roche, declined to speak on tape for this story. Governor Deval Patrick says he wants a full review.
There is an ongoing examination, investigation internally of the processes and procedures there to see where, if any, further responsibility lies within the organization. I have spoken with both the commissioner and the child advocate about that. I expect to hear greater detail and a thorough briefing from the commissioner within the next 10 days.
In a statement, DCF says it will try to ensure manageable caseloads for workers, but stresses that Jeremiah Oliver's case is not related to the issue. They call it a failure by the social worker to perform basic duties and a failure by their supervisor to hold them accountable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.